88.9 Shine FM. Good morning. I'm Mountain Mike. Every Wednesday, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We've got a new topic for the month of June. Going to discuss what ADHD looks like in women and girls and helpful strategies to help women and girls feel less exhausted and overwhelmed. That sentence right there makes me think that there's maybe some differences from the guys.
That's exactly right. So this month, we're going to hone in on some of those differences between genders. And I hope just overall helping people understand ADHD better and the different kinds of strategies that can be really helpful for people who have this unique wiring of their nervous system.
Okay.
So to begin with today, I'm just going to touch in on the misdiagnosis of ADHD in women and girls. So for a long time, Mike, it was thought that ADHD was primarily a condition in boys and in some men. And research and lived experience, though, shows that this is quite inaccurate. While women still receive fewer diagnoses, the gap between women and men in their overall prevalence is narrowing. This means that ADHD in women is almost the same as the prevalence in men. Girls, on the other hand, are diagnosed with ADHD at just under half the rate at which boys are. This difference in diagnosis rate is made up for, though, in adulthood, where women and men are diagnosed about the same. And ADHD, so this unique wiring of the brain, we see this in about 4.4% of the adult population.
Okay.
Now, one of the reasons that it keeps getting overlooked for young girls and teens is because of the way they struggle. Most experts will say that it is more that girls struggle with predominantly inattentive presentations, which I'll talk more about, rather than being overactive and highly impulsive like boys might be. Next, it's also because often women come in to seek a mental health evaluation, finding themselves struggling with daily life. And since there are usually some other mental health conditions, such as depression and anxiety, these get diagnosed, but the ADHD gets missed.
Mm.
So it's really important when you're seeking a diagnosis that you are with a skilled clinician who understands how to tease apart depression, anxiety, and ADHD. All might be present, but the root cause may be ADHD.
Okay. I was going to jump in at one point here and say, I guess it's my lack of knowledge. I didn't know. So there's a lot of adults that are getting diagnosed. I thought it was more of a kid thing.
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that question, Mike. That is a myth. Right.
Hmm.
There is out there in the literature people saying, oh, people outgrow ADHD. Well, that's not true. The way that your prefrontal cortex is designed is a neurological condition that stays with you for life. So what we're now understanding is that lots of people hide their struggles.
Oh.
And it's only under the pressure of adult life where they all of a sudden don't have a parent who's organizing them. They have to do it themselves, that many are then seeking diagnosis and support in their adult life.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that. A great topic we'll explore through the month of June here. I'm guessing with all the great staff at Eckert Center, you've got people that can help in this area and so many others.
Exactly. So one of the reasons that I, you know, how I come up with my topics, Mike, is when we have clients that come in and I can just see the life-changing value of helping somebody understand why they've been struggling. So we do have staff who can diagnose ADHD, but also provide ADHD coaching. And then our partnership with Revive provides the nutritional guidance to support the ADHD brain.
Okay. Like I've said, a one-stop shop, EckertCenter.com. You can find out a whole lot there. As I mentioned, we'll continue again next week. But every week, somebody in our Shine family is blessed with a free initial consultation with one of Eckert Center's team members. And that's going to go to who, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number two today, Mike.
Caller two right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thanks, Kimberly. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thank you so much.